Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeart Radio station.
The Dog and Joe Show
on 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, time for a food fight on a Tuesday. We're going to give you five skill testing questions. All you got to do is get three in a row correct. We were going to pair people up side by side, but I think what we're going to do is give people an opportunity like we did last week. If you can't get to three, we'll go on to the next person.
Yes.
Okay?
Perfect.
766-9370. We've got the State Fair tickets up for grabs and possibly more when people arrive at the station. We'll get it figured out. We would love to feed you fair food.
You got to sample this. You got to try this with us.
Let's go to this one. Michelle, good morning. You ready for a food fight?
Good morning, I am. How are you today?
We're good, Michelle. Welcome.
Yeah, and I know it's a food fight, and you should have someone else that you're fighting with, but we'll keep this easy, okay? Michelle, best out of three. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Domino's Pizza was first called A, Dumb Hose, B, Dave's Big Nose, or C, Dominic's Pizza?
Dominic's,
yes, on the board.
I can't believe you didn't go with Dave's Big Nose Pizza.
Well, yeah. I was
going to
go there, but I didn't
want to
know what the toppings were.
Yeah.
No kidding, right?
Domino's Pizza, founded by brothers Tom and Jim Monahan in 1960. At the time, it wasn't called Domino's. It was called Dominic's, and the brothers faced plenty of challenges getting their new business off the ground until ultimately calling it Domino's.
That's crazy to know that it started off as a different pizza chain.
Well, it was,
and then grew into a different pizza place, and then grew into Domino's.
Same guy, same restaurant, just different name.
Yeah, they just
changed the name.
That's cool.
Good job, Michelle. You're on the board 1-0. Get two more, and we'll get you hooked up. True or false? John Schnatter, aka Papa John, and Peyton Manning had sex on more than one occasion.
You idiot!
True or false, Michelle?
The fact that you're thinking about it, Michelle,
cracks me up. That was the question. That's hilarious. Yeah. False.
Okay, hang on. Now, Michelle, here's the thing, though. This is where the conundrum comes in.
Oh, there's no conundrum.
Oh, yeah. No, there is. How do you know that they didn't, Michelle?
She says, oh, my God, that was the question.
Yes. To be fair, Michelle, we've never seen news articles surface, but you don't know. You're like me. You don't know. All right, get the next one right, and we'll get you hooked up. Let's give you an easy one here. Let's see here. Okay. What is the original flavor of cream filling in a Twinkie?
Oh.
A, rhubarb, B, vanilla shortening, or C, banana cream?
Oh, wow. Well, the only one I know of is like vanilla shortening, so I'm going to have to go with that, but probably like banana cream or something.
All right, final answer.
Any help?
Well, you going to phone a friend? You going to call your dad? What are you going to do? Come on, Michelle.
I'm going to go with the vanilla cream.
You're going with the vanilla shortening?
Yep.
Ooh, she missed it.
It was banana cream?
No, it was rhubarb.
It was not.
No.
I can't believe you put rhubarb in there.
Well, I was trying to think of something that was old-fashioned. You know, people used to eat rhubarb pipes, and they put all this rhubarb and stuff.
I'm not even sure I know what rhubarb is.
I think it's just like an old root. And my grandma would make pies, and they would cook the stuff.
Do you know what it tastes like?
I never ate it.
You never did?
I really don't know what rhubarb tastes like. But it was banana cream, Michelle.
Wow.
You're still up. You still got to get the next one right.
See, I wouldn't have known that. I thought it was always beef fat.
And we'll get you hooked up. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Give us one. All you got to do is give us one of the two best-selling spices in the world. Think about this. Take your time. Give us one of the two best-selling spices in the world. See, these are legit food questions for a Tuesday.
Yeah,
these are legit.
Kidding.
Very.
Can you mention any spices like?
Oh, I'm not going to help you. You got to think and just think about a spice that is used a lot. That's all I'm going to say. All you got to do is give us one. These are the two best selling in the world.
Would you find the spice you're talking about in a cupboard? Would you find them in a restaurant?
Sure,
you would.
Yeah.
I want to say salt. Final answer.
Oh, final answer. Now you're down 2-2. Wow, no.
No,
salt, not a spice. Salt is an actual mineral.
Was it pepper?
Yes.
It was pepper.
Son of a gun.
One was pepper, the other was mustard.
Well,
hey,
okay.
You still got a chance. You got to get this one right, though. The next one, okay?
I would have thought cumin or something.
Yeah.
Or what's the stuff the Indian people cook with that's always so, that has that?
Curry?
Curry. Yeah. Curry's not one of them?
Yeah. According to this, pepper and mustard are the two best-selling spices in the world. All right, this is an easy one. We gotta get you in.
Yeah, we do.
In 1941, okay. Cheerios were called A, Cheery Hoes, B, Broker Cheerios, C, Mini Donuts, or D, Cheery Oats.
I'm going to say D, Cheery Oats.
And she's going. Woo-hoo! Yes,
you got it.
Yay!
All right.
There we go. Yeah. Hang on, Michelle. We'll get you in. Now you can see why we only used one person, because I knew it would take a lot of time with just one. If we had two on, it would have been chaotic.
Dude, those were great questions.
Yeah, so we'll do some more rounds coming up today. Get you hooked up with those State Fair tickets. Here comes Lynyrd Skynyrd on the river.